SBS Radio.
We ran the world's first Indigenous based accelerator program in 2016, but what makes this really exciting is that we've won our first government contract with LaunchVic, who are heading up the innovation in Victoria, and they put trust in a 100% owned Indigenous company to run the first Indigenous accelerator program in Victoria. And yeah, it's really exciting. We've got up to $100,000 in grant funding available for the Indigenous startups over 2 years. And yeah, we're launching our first accelerator in the next couple of months, which is really cool.
Yeah, you've got funding for that. What kind of projects are you looking at when you're talking about startups? Is it startups in all areas? What kind of project are you looking at giving a helping hand?
We've just partnered too with Stone and Chalk, which is the biggest innovation hub for fintech in Australasia.
Yeah.
So we've got a few partners in different specific industries and verticals, but we're keeping it as broad as possible because there's a range of different business areas and verticals within the community. So as long as it's for the accelerator, as long as it's tech-based and can scale, then we're open to anything.
Any things like building apps that will help communities grow and businesses grow?
I guess to try and articulate it in an example would be probably not looking for business, like cafes kind of thing, because that's a lot of cost to just open up another cafe, where we're looking for the technology base where you can scale with little costs but reach more people.
This program is nationwide, or is it going to be regional? How is it going to be deployed?
Yeah, so we're based in Victoria. LaunchVic have given us funding. We never got that support when we were in Brisbane. And I spoke to government organisations in New South Wales, never got that help. So, our preference will be, Victorian-based startups, but we've got space there available to anybody. It's nationwide.
Yeah, there are two key dates mentioned here in your launch program and the announcement that we received, 28th and 29th of March. What's happening on those days?
We're running, the pre-accelerator.
Just
an introduction, kickstarting the entrepreneur journey for any Indigenous Australians who want to come along and see, what startups are about, how businesses are contributing more to the community, and just try and validate and I guess grow their idea. And that's open to everybody, even though we've sold out the registration, so they're free, but we're completely booked now.
That's a pretty good, exciting thing to hear. You have, we're just talking about it on radio, but people are already aware of that.
I've been in Melbourne for three months. Moved down from Brisbane in December. Just a lot of, outreach into community. We're doing a little bit of work with the Wurundjeri Tribe Council, which, the TOs of the Melbourne area. And, just a lot of community outreach. This kind of stuff hasn't happened before, from what I've been told down here. So as soon as we started promoting it, there was a lot of interest.
Yeah. And when I look at it, it says that it will be launched at the KPMG Melbourne's office. And KPMG is one of the big fours, one of the big accounting and auditing firms. For them to be coming on board like this, it just shows the faith they have in the organization and yourself and the potential of it.
It's a massive opportunity. Very humbled that KPMG have supported Barry Ammel, which is really good. It's all pro bono, so just really good to have them on board and other big corporates just helping out where they can. And I think that corporate social responsibility stuff mean a lot more than what it used to. It's becoming less of just a branding and more of people wanting to help out where they can.
And I can see other partners coming on board, like LaunchVic, Victorian Innovation Hub, Good Shed North, and many more. Really I can't say, what can I say, just congratulate you for the effort you're putting in and being able to bring together all these really outstanding partners on board.
Yeah, it's really cool, you know, especially, I won't get into it too much, but like one government agency like gave half a mil to a non-Indigenous organisation to run the accelerator, and they didn't even want to have a chat to us. And it's just, we put into the launching thing, you know, we're up against everybody, all the big universities and stuff. And,
LaunchVic,
you know, saw the value that we could bring to run the first Indigenous Accelerator program down here. So, you know, it's just really humbling to, you know, getting that traction and organizations starting to, you know, put more trust into Indigenous organizations who are just as capable.
No, I believe it's thanks to also your energy, your commitment, and unwavering commitment, I would say, because ever since I've been talking to you, when you first started and when you won the Indigenous Excellence, Digital Excellence Award and all that, it just shows, you know, I've got a track record of really working hard and focusing on your area of interest, which is technology and digitization. It's really, really, it's not, what can I say? It's just your work that's being rewarded in the process.
Yeah, thank you. And like I said, it's very humbling. And I guess I get that, the inspiration from community in Gunnedah. You know, they're doing amazing work down there. Like my mum and the Kamilaroi women there, they've been campaigning for almost 10 years to get an arts project going, which will benefit the whole region, but you know, they couldn't get the funding from some of those mining companies that are making hundreds of millions of dollars. But over 10 years, you know, they kept chipping away, and they finally just got 330,000 to build this water feature in the town centre, which is really cool. And you know, they've been doing it for almost 10 years. I've been doing this stuff, you know, for only a couple of years. So it's just really inspiration to see, you know, people in the community. And, it keeps me going.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.